Tonight, we're going to turn back the clock to 1940 for this conversation with Emily Logue Rose from the Cincinnati Museum Center. We're going to talk about the Museum Center's annual 1940s Day at Lunkin Airport. Before we turn on the mics tonight, I got to tell you that Emily was encouraging me not to be a fuddy-duddy, and I should put on my dancing shoes and jump and jive or cut a rug, whatever that means, and enjoy the sights and the sounds of the 1940s at Lunkin Airport on Saturday, August 11th. Emily, so let's start at the beginning. Why the 1940s of all the decades you could
pick?
Right,
of all the decades we could pick. 1940s Day was chosen as an event to celebrate the history of Union Terminal. This train station was extremely important during World War II. It saw an abundance of people coming through, whether they were servicemen, coming and going. So 1940s Day became what it is because we wanted to celebrate the building's history in a really fun, dynamic, and educational way.
I know that because my mom actually and her friend went, got on a train there and went down to either Oklahoma or Texas to see my dad when he was in the Army.
Oh, wow.
Before he shipped out to Guadalcanal. So I know what you mean. And it's a beautiful building. And
it is.
And you'll be back to talk about that building probably, what, November?
Yes, very soon.
I looked at your website. It looks like there's something for everyone at your event. There's music and museum displays, vintage airplanes, old cars, a costume contest, there's going to be talks and presentations, and even Aglamese's Brothers ice cream. So you really are going to live up to the promise of providing good old-fashioned fun, right?
Yes. We try to provide something for everybody, no matter what your age is. It's really a family-friendly event. We have a lot of old cars that come, planes. Also, we want to educate people, but make it fun. So we do really try and highlight a lot of local Cincinnati businesses that have been here either before the 40s or here since the 40s.
And I saw there's going to be a booth from the Friends of the Public Library. Is it going to be like books from that era or about that era?
Yeah, so they'll be able to have books on site from the era, but also about the era. So if you're a history buff, they'll have books. They'll have music books because we do have a swing band that comes. So they'll really try and provide you with as many books as you'd like about anything to do with the 1940s.
I see that the Cincinnati Warbirds and also the Tri-State Warbird Museum is going to be represented. Do you have any idea how many or what kind of airplanes are going to be there?
So currently right now we have confirmed, weather permitting, I should say, we have about anywhere between 8 to 10 planes. One of the planes from the Tri-State Warbird Museum is a B-25 bomber known as the Access Nightmare. And it came last year and it was a huge hit.
Wow. Are they able to just walk around them or can they get inside and tour them? How does that work?
This is not an air show, so the planes are stationary and guests are encouraged to go up. You can't actually look inside the Access Nightmare. They have a space open in the back where you can see where they were able to use the bombs to be dropped. The pilots stay close by. They answer questions. They want to show off these planes that they've put their heart and souls into. Along with the car owners, they do the same. They're there to encourage you to take photos, ask questions, and learn things.
Are the cars just 40s or like 20, 30, 40s, 50s?
What kind of era? They're anything up until 1949. So we do get horseless carriage clubs that come and bring Model A's. We get motorcycles from the era. We have pickup trucks, any kind of car, in any kind of condition. Some of them, they're still currently repairing and they want to come and show it off. So we have some cars that are in pristine condition and others that are on the way to being in pristine condition.
Now, is that out in the parking lot or is that on the grounds? Where's the car show?
It's on the tarmac. So the planes and cars will be closely located beside each other. And it's on a paved area. And they're really the center of the event. You can't miss where the planes are. It's really a sight to be seen.
So if people want to jump and jive and jitterbug and all that stuff or dress up, mm-hmm. I think you have something called the Vintage Beauties and Costume Contest.
Yes.
Are there going to be experts on hand or stuff there to help you out?
Yes. We have a vintage clothing vendor on site, Casablanca Vintage. They're located in Northside. They are there to sell you clothes, but they're also there to answer questions about clothes. And they have really knowledgeable staff, and they also help judge the costume contest. In the costume contest, we have kids, adults, couples. So we really try and make it so that everyone can dress up. And the Vintage Beauties is immediately after the costume contest. And that is a very informal Q&A where if you do have questions about hair, makeup, clothing, we have a couple of experts on hand that will hopefully get you to feel prepared for next year, too.
You mentioned the Q&A, and looking there, it looks like there's a serious side to this. You're going to have speakers from Honor Flight, which is the group that takes the World War II vets to see the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. There's going to be at least one Holocaust survivor speaking. Mm-hmm. And then for, I guess, just good fun, the history of Cincinnati's beer and alcohol drinking with the good old Molly Wellman.
Yes. So we try and have, again, educational components to this, and we've been very fortunate to partner with Honor Flight and the Holocaust and Humanities Center to provide speakers. We've had a Holocaust survivor speak almost every year of this event, and it's always widely attended, and it's a great way to learn about a difficult topic, but you do get to ask the survivors some questions, and they tell their testimony. And Honor Flight, this will be the first year they're speaking with us, and they will talk about the important work their organization does.
Are they bringing some vets, do you know, that have been there or been?
Yes. So as of right now, we tentatively have a couple World War II veterans planned to speak, but due to advanced age, sometimes, unfortunately, the day of, that's not always the case. So they'll have hopefully a couple of World War II veterans there to talk about their time in the service and their time with Honor Flight.
When you do those presentations, is that inside the terminal or outside somewhere on a stage? What's the setup?
The majority of the event is outside on the grounds of Lincoln Airport. They close runways for us because we do take up a very large footprint of their space. So we have large tents with seating and fans because, again, it can get hot. I always encourage people to bring water, sunscreen, but the majority of the event is outside. In the terminal building itself, there's a small aviation museum upstairs. Their museum's air conditioned, and the Sky Galley restaurant's inside, and that's a great restaurant. They have really good food.
Is there other food or snacks available on site other than the Sky Galley?
Yes. So we'll have a few food trucks that come, and we'll have Aglamese's Brothers. They will bring pre-scooped ice cream.
Pre-scooped ice cream.
Pre-scooped. They count scoops beforehand. They'll also have sorbet. So we'll have a few different food options. Guests are also encouraged to bring food. You know, it's always fun to pack a small picnic
or whatever. So what happens if it rains?
If it rains, the car and plane show will not be happening, and it's up to each individual vendor and display if they want to stay outside. We provide tents, but it's really up to guests. We still encourage people to come out because it will happen rain or shine.
Okay.
But without being able to control the weather, we do try and encourage as many of our partners to stay.
Is there much space inside that you can move some things inside, performance or the speaking tent?
Yeah, so Flamingo Airlines is located out of Lincoln Airport, and they're a flight testing center, and they've been very gracious to offer us small classroom spaces if the weather were to turn bad. So we do have some backup plans for some of our speakers to be able to speak inside. It'd be a very intimate talk.
And you've got music too?
Yes. So we've always been fortunate to have great musical performers in this area. The Queen City Sisters are a group that's returning, and they're an Andrews Sisters trio. Daniel Bennett is returning, and they're a jazz band. And the P&G Big Band is our swing band, and they do a fantastic job every year.
Well, 1940 Days sounds like a lot of fun. Emily, thanks for joining us tonight. I've been talking to Emily Logue Rose, manager of community festivals and events at the Cincinnati Museum Center, telling us about 1940 Day on Saturday, August 11th at Lincoln Airport, which, as most people know, is on Wilmer Avenue on the east side of town. You'll find a link to 1940s Day at our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm John Kieswetter.